This is the Flip Empire Show, and you're listening to episode 381.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How are you, my friend? Alex Pardo here. And if this is your first time tuning into the Flip Empire Show, welcome home. I trust that you are doing amazing and that you get a lot of value out of this particular episode or any of the previous 380. You know, it blows my mind that it, I've been doing this 3.5 years since June 2016. We're coming up on 400 episodes. Before you know it, I'll be at 500 episodes and I keep going because of you. So thank you for taking the time. My friends, I want to talk to you about something that, recently I had the opportunity to spend an entire day with one of our Ascend members who is, what an amazing individual, like what an incredible person. Somebody who is so motivated, so passionate to help sellers, to a degree that I've actually never even witnessed. I mean, somebody that, there's such a strong emotional connection because of, his past to want to help people that are in distress. And he's purely, yes, he operates a very successful business and does very, very well. I'll just leave it at that. And a big part of that is because he's so driven to help people. And, we were going through his particular KPIs, and he's in the process of building. He's got a small team of four and he's in the process, he's in growth and scale mode, and he's doing it for the right reasons, not because, he saw it on Facebook somewhere and because everybody's talking about team building and doing 20 deals a month and, making millions of dollars. His purpose is truly helping people. He doesn't just talk it, but he walks it. And, but some of the challenges he's been having is in, he's got one particular sales rep, his main acquisitions person. So he still wears the acquisitions hat in his business. And he hired somebody about 9 months ago to lead sales. And, but he's having a lot of challenges with her. And so we spent several hours really digging into that. And what's interesting is that when Steve Cavanaugh and I meet with, once a year, we spend an entire day with our members one-on-one, and we work on whatever the big domino they have in their life or their business. For some, it's working on a vision for their life. For others, it's their business. It's just not as profitable as it needs to be, or they're not doing X number of deals, or it could be a number of things, right? For some people, it's systems and KPIs and hiring and scaling and processes and all this kind of stuff, right? Well, he went in there wanting two specific outcomes, and he got those two specific outcomes out of the 7 hours we spent together or so. But the one thing that wasn't even on his radar was something that we discovered because he got somebody else to look at his business from a bird's eye view, and then we started to peel back the layers of the onion. And what I realized was that he showed me his dashboard. And, they had closed X number of deals last year. Like I said, he does very well. And a very small percentage of those deals were acquired by his acquisitions person who had been with him for 9 months. And when I say a very small percentage, I'm talking a very small percentage. We typically like to see appointment to contract conversions hovering, if you're at 30%, I think you're doing pretty good. 30% conversion is pretty good. So 3 out of 10, basically. If you're at over 30%, 35 to 40%, I think you're crushing in most cases. If you're at 25%, I think that's like average. That's like bare. Like you want to at least get 1 out of 4. If you're hovering below that, I think you got to look at some things, right? Now, granted, some of these numbers can vary based on, do you overqualify leads and go on appointments, or are you only going on? So if you're only going on motivated seller appointments, then your conversion should be higher. If you're going on any appointment, like, hey, I have a house to sell, let me go on the appointment, naturally your conversions are going to be lower. Well, this particular sales rep's conversions, let's just say we're in the single digits, okay? And he kind of knew in his heart of hearts and in his gut that things weren't really working out, but he was making excuses for her. You know, and believe me, and this is not a judgment or a criticism, because I've been there. I know what it's like to know in your heart of hearts that a particular person on your team is not going to work out long term, that it's not the right fit for that particular seat, and hold on too long. And you know, a lot of us have heard hire slowly, fire quickly. You know, and I think there's a lot of truth to that. I've made the opposite. I've gone in the opposite direction many times, and it's bit me in the butt. But you know, as I started to ask him questions, I saw that he was just getting a little bit like uncomfortable. And not uncomfortable in a bad way, but like he kind of knew what was coming. And I started asking him questions. Oh, how long has she been with you? You know, and by the way, when one of your team members is failing, it's not their fault. It's your fault. You're the one ultimately that put them in that seat. You're the one that put them in that position. You need to ask yourself, did I provide them with the resources to succeed? How did I train them? Do I hold them accountable? Are there quality control measures in place? And, you know, aside from the numbers in this particular case, I was working with this particular person. Aside from, you know, the conversion rates just being really low, he was questioning her work ethic and how much time she was actually spending. You know, she has other interests and another venture that he kind of suspects she's been operating on his watch. There was a lot of other things going on there. The numbers themselves were reason to sound the alarms. Right. Because ultimately, my friends, we're in a results business. And if you're going to run a sales team, and if you're gonna be in sales, and essentially buying and selling real estate, you know, we have a sales department, you have to measure by the numbers. And you have to put people in a position to succeed. And he took responsibility, to his credit. He took ownership of the fact that he hasn't necessarily put her in a position to succeed. And yes, while he's trained her, you know, this particular person had gone through John Martinez's training. Shout out to John Martinez. Highly, highly recommend them. We've had him on the podcast, I think, 3 or 4 times now. So make sure you check that out. We'll probably include those links in the show notes as well. But, you know, this person had been trained, but there was no quality control in place. You know, so this person had been on, I don't know, 60 something, 70 something appointments, and had gotten very few contracts, like very few contracts. And, you know, I asked him, I said, what do you attribute this to? You know, and he kind of started to, you know, just, he was sharing like what was going on, but he was almost to a certain degree making excuses for her, like kind of going to bat for her, which I could really respect and admire, because he's a very loyal person and he wants to see her succeed. But, you know, we walked away there with an action plan on what needs to happen. And just, I'll highlight just a few of the things that I shared with him. I said, look, one of the things I highly recommend you do is start going on appointments with this person. These appointments weren't recorded, so he can't check them for training purposes and all that kind of stuff. And you know, just make sure that depending on what area you're in, that's even legal, right, to do that. So anyway, I said, at the very minimum, start going on appointments with her and shadow her. You want to see how she's doing. My guess is that there are going to be things that are going to make you want to like jump out of your skin, but there's no possible way that this person, if they're good at sales or if they're following the process, is only getting X contracts out of 60, 70 something deals. And I don't want to give any specific numbers here, right? But I said, at the very minimum, start going on appointments with her. And let her do her thing, let her lead, but be there as a safety net. And that's not a long-term solution, but you need to wrap your arms around what's going on, right? Number two, I think you need to devote to daily training of this person, half an hour to an hour per day. And that may be a challenge, you know, but at the very minimum, multiple times a week, there needs to be ongoing training. There needs to be role-playing. There needs to be, just a strong command of the sales process, and that person has to display to you that they have strong command of the sales process, and that they know how to build rapport, they know how to handle objections, they know how to ask problem questions, impact questions, picture perfect questions, they know how to go negative and stay one step behind the prospect or the seller. All these types of things, you know, this person needs to have a strong command. And then the other thing was that this particular person was getting a salary and was not getting any type of commission structure. And that wasn't because he didn't want that. That's because this particular sales rep didn't want the commission. This particular sales rep valued the security of the salary and didn't want any type of commission. And to me, that's a red flag. You know, most natural salespeople don't want to have their income capped. They don't want a ceiling. And this particular person was very comfortable with their salary, and they didn't want commission. And I said, this person doesn't have incentive to come back and bring back a contract. They're going to get paid regardless. So there was a lot more that we dove into, but I just wanted to share with you some of the things that I think you need to consider, you need to be looking at. Maybe you can relate to this story. Maybe you've been in these shoes where, you know, you want to see somebody succeed. They're a part of your team. You care for them. And believe me, I've been there. I have been there. Trust me. But you just know in your heart of hearts that this isn't the seat for them. What I implore you to do is to act quicker and rip the Band-Aid off when you just know it's not. Because what you're doing is, A, you're delaying the inevitable. B, there's a massive opportunity cost. We're not in the business of trinkets where we buy and sell things for like a couple pennies or a dollar. Like, there's a significant amount of money that can be made in the business we're in. And there's a big opportunity cost that that essentially you're foregoing by having somebody in the wrong seat, especially a sales position. So aside from the fact that there was a bunch of other core values violations and things of that nature. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because I think it happens to a lot of people. God knows it's happened to me. And I wanted to share it with you because I think you can hopefully take something away from that. So I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to connect with you. Reach out to me on Instagram at AlexPardo25. I'm on Facebook. And I just thank you. Make sure, by the way, one last minor kind of housekeeping item. Make sure that you guys are subscribed to the podcast. Turn the notifications on so that you get notified every Monday morning, Thursday morning when a show goes live. I got some pretty awesome guests lined up. And I'm looking to take this show to another level. So if you enjoy this, please share this episode with somebody on Facebook or one of the social platforms. Share it with them. That's how you can, I guess that's the only thing I ask. If you've gotten something out of this, I'd love for you to just subscribe, turn on the notifications, and maybe even share this with somebody. So thank you. Have an amazing day. Go rock it. And we will talk soon. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights, while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.